This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. After rebounding slightly in 2017, net farm income in 2018 is expected to fall to $59.5 billion, a 12-year low, according to the Agriculture Department's most recent 2018 Farm Sector Income Forecast from the Economic Research Service. If realized, this would be the lowest net farm income since 2006 and would represent a decline of 6.7% from USDA's 2017 projection. Net farm income is a comprehensive indicator of U.S. farm profitability for all crops and livestock and includes cash receipts from farming as well as farm-related income, including government payments and non-cash items like changes in inventories, economic depreciation, and gross imputed rental income minus cash expenses. Net cash farm income is less comprehensive and does not include non-cash items. Net cash income in 2018 is projected at $91.9 billion, down 5.1% from 2017 levels. If realized, this would be the lowest level since 2009. Agriculture will be keeping a close eye on the next rounds of the North American Free Trade Agreement renegotiation in Mexico City and Washington, D.C. in the coming weeks. For farmers and ranchers across the country, spring is a time of planning, planting, and praying for a fruitful year. If our leading export markets hang in the balance, a cloud of uncertainty hangs over a time that usually is filled with optimism and hope. The impact of U.S. withdrawal from NAFTA could be devastating for farms and ranches of all sizes. Robust trade agreements boost farm prices and help sustain farms and ranches. 25% of American-grown products go to customers outside our borders, and in 2017, nearly a third of those exports went to our North American neighbors. Mexico and Canada are top export markets for all types of commodities, from grains to dairy, from poultry and livestock to fresh fruits and vegetables. NAFTA has been a real success story for U.S. agriculture, and it continues to be. Last year, ag exports to Canada and Mexico topped $39 billion. That's $1 billion higher than in 2016. AFBF's David Samuelson was quoted in a Bloomberg article on U.S. trade with China. Bloomberg noted that as tensions escalate between the U.S. and China, one crop is emerging as the most powerful weapon in a potential trade war, the soybean. Salmonson, Senior Director of Congressional Relations at AFBF, discussed the implications of China's possible restriction of U.S. soybean imports. He said it would definitely put a downward pressure on prices, adding that we're already in a surplus situation, and losing China would just make everything worse. Throughout Career and Technical Education Month this February, educators, students, and the business community celebrate the value of career and technical education and the achievements of these programs across the country. Cutting-edge, rigorous, and relevant curriculum helps youth and adults prepare for a wide range of high-wage, high-skill, high-demand careers. Programs cover many different fields, including agriculture, food and natural resources, STEM, information technology, advanced manufacturing, health science, and hospitality and tourism. AFBF is calling on all members of Congress to support House Judiciary Committee Chairman Bob Goodlatte in his goal of including the Ag Act in the Securing America's Future Act. We are at a crisis point in agriculture, according to AFBF President Zippy Duvall in a statement. Chairman Bob Goodlatte wants to address our problem and has included the AG Act in pending legislation related to the DACA issue. Chairman Goodlatte's Ag Act would establish a new H-2C agriculture worker program that is far superior to the existing H-2A program. The new H-2C program offers a much brighter future for agriculture. For farmers in sectors like dairy, mushrooms, and others who are excluded from H-2A and have nowhere else to turn, the H-2C program offers a path forward in meeting their future labor needs. At the same time, we are continuing to work with Chairman Goodlatte and other members of Congress to provide greater assurances on how the Ag Act would affect our existing workforce. Farmers today rely on these workers. They sustain our farms. They are part of the fabric of many rural economies. Farm Bureau policy supports providing these workers the opportunity to earn permanent legal status. That is our goal, and we will do everything we can to achieve it. Every 2 years, the world gathers to watch athletes perform amazing feats. In the spirit of the 2018 Olympic Winter Games and recently released trade data by the Agriculture Department, we present the metal count of Mexico and Canada as it relates to U.S. agricultural exports. By that we mean for how many product categories where Mexico and Canada are top export destination for gold, second largest market, silver, and third largest market, bronze, in the 2017 calendar year. The results are impressive. Mexico led the overall medal count with 32, which was comprised of 9 golds, 17 silvers, and 6 bronzes. Canada was right on Mexico's heels with an impressive 28 medals overall and several more golds. Canada finished 2017 with 20 golds, 6 silvers, and 2 bronzes. It is impressive showings like this that once again lead Canada and Mexico to be our largest and third largest markets, respectively, in 2017. Exports to our NAFTA partners topped $39.1 billion in 2017, nearly $1 billion higher than in 2016. As concerns over the population decline of monarch butterflies continue, AFBF says farmers and ranchers can and should take steps to prevent any future burdensome regulations. Ryan Yates, Congressional Relations Director, explained that farmers and ranchers have an opportunity to improve pollinator and monarch health as the butterflies migrate across rural America. Yates says farmers and ranchers are in a unique position to be able to help provide for new habitat to increase the ability for the monarch population to grow and maintain sustainable numbers for the years ahead. We've seen farmers across this habitat looking at how they can participate, provide new conservation areas and habitats for the butterfly to ultimately preclude the government from getting involved. The Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation is offering $1,500, $1,000, and $7,500 scholarships for the upcoming 2018-2019 school year to students wishing to pursue agriculture majors. The MCAE Foundation offers the scholarships in an effort to provide encouragement and financial assistance to Macoupin County residents and/or students of Macoupin County schools who display well-balanced attributes of good citizenship, commitment to activities, and scholastic ability. The applicant must be a graduating high school senior or a current college student who plans to attend or is attending an Illinois junior college, university, or trade school and majoring in agriculture. Applications are available through your high school guidance counselor, high school agriculture instructor, or the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. An electronic copy of the application can be requested by contacting the Farm Bureau office by telephone or by email at mcfb@frontiernet.net. All applications must be submitted to the Farm Bureau office by March 23rd. Any questions can be directed to the Farm Bureau office at 217-854-2571. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.